What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And one of our listeners just emailed me the article from Breitbart that is covering this story about Assad is going to use the gas. And Breitbart, of course, is running it as straight news. No commentary, no hint of a doubt that this may not be real. Now, normally Breitbart's readership tends to be pretty neutral. There's a lot of active debates and everything. In this case, though, over 90% of the comments are saying this story is pure bovine excrement. Nobody is believing this. Donald Trump is celebrating that CNN's credibility has been hammered by the Russia story, not realizing that the credibility of the Trump administration, the Trump presidency, the White House itself, is following CNN into the shredder at this point. All right, let's grab a phone call. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I was wondering if the 25th Amendment can apply to Congress.
No, it's specific to the presidency.
Man, I wish it could apply to Congress, you know.
There's a whole line of people who need to be declared mentally incompetent and kicked out of there.
Absolutely. I called in the other day, and I didn't get to flesh out my source to you. I called in about a tape, a recording, and you wanted a URL. This tape that I'm talking about with Hillary and Pelosi and Comey and Podesta, this hasn't been leaked. And my source is Larry Nickel. It was dropped on the John B. Wells Caravan to Midnight a few weeks ago. This tape, Nichols is one, and this was out of Larry Nichols' mouth himself, that he heard the recording, and this tape does exist. That's why I'm unable to get a URL to you, because it's never really been leaked. And Nichols dropped the bombshell. So if you could get a hold of Nichols and have him on your show...
All right, you know, I will definitely do that. We've had him on the show before, but the fact that Larry Nichols heard this tape does not, in fact, mean it is still in existence. Probably something that damaging has already been burned, shredded, and peed on by a wild moose. So depending upon his health, I will try and get him back on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Richard in Washington. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The other day there, when the president was in France and he backed out of this carbon tax fiasco.
Yes.
What happened is, what I couldn't get my head around is either that day or the next day, they had all those corporate logos paraded behind the mainstream media, and they all disapproved of his actions. I can't get my head around it. What is that all about?
Well, the idea is that the human-caused global warming movement is a big moneymaker. So-called educational channels are making money off of it. The networks are making money off of it. And, of course, because of human-caused global warming, there have been very generous government subsidies to anybody who is working on clean energy technology. A lot of these have gone bust, the various wind farm projects and solar cells. But with the end of the Paris Accord, those subsidies are going to stop.
Well, I couldn't believe how they had a mantra of all these multinational corporations, all their logos were parading behind these announcers. And I said, what is this all about? It just seemed like they were in mass.
Well, I didn't see the actual video. Are we sure that these were people supporting the corporations?
No, this is on the news.
Okay.
This is on the national news.
Okay,
and
well,
they had all this. All of these corporations were not in favor of it. Like, who cares?
Yeah, well, that's, again, part of that whole global warming agenda was subsidies to these large corporations. And we've hit a point in our economy right now where everything is being subsidized on the back of the taxpayers. And we're going to be talking about the Italian banks here in a little bit. It's becoming impossible for a large business to stay in business because nobody has any money. So they're literally propping it all up with subsidies.
Yeah. Well, you touched on a good point, because PBS always seems to slip in this global warming agenda. They always seem to slide that in. And I watch PBS all the time, and it kind of irritates me how everybody's on that track, and there's never anything to the contrary.
Well, that's why I don't watch PBS anymore.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff there, too, but you got to filter it out. Thank God I listened to you.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here. Claire and I actually don't have a lot of time to watch TV. We DVR a lot of stuff, but our entertainment TV watching is very, very small. We work very, very long hours to do what we're doing here. So, you know,
You're a really good resource. I can really, filter out the wheat from the chaff when I watch the mainstream media.
All right, well, thank you very much for that, and we're going to let you go here. It's time to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And before we get back to the war zones here, Trump has now officially nominated Christopher Wray as the new director of the FBI, and going to be looking into this guy's background, but he is one of the people who successfully took down Enron, also known as the Crooked E. And there is a documentary about that whole Enron thing called The Smartest Guys in the Room, about just, again, it was a massive fraud. It was a massive fraud. And again, we might save ourselves a lot of time and effort by just keeping a list of the companies that aren't surviving on fraud. And we can use another post-it for that one. Okay, getting on back to the news. Russia has just unveiled at the Paris Air Show their latest combat aircraft, the MiG-35 Fulcrum F, and apparently it is a showstopper. And they're saying testing of the aircraft will be complete by the end of the year. And this, I saw some video of this thing doing aerobatics. Oh, boy. Twice the performance at half the cost. That's what Russia is doing here right now. All right, now there was another test. It's a little more serious and somber. The Bulava ICBM, and this is a sub-launched nuclear ballistic missile. It is MIRVed, and I presume because this is their latest and greatest, that these are the MIRVs that can maneuver on reentry, which is going to make them virtually impossible to hit. So, again... Let's not do this, people. Let's not do this. I think we can all unite around one thing. We don't want a war with Russia. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Yeah, I have a quick comment to make. You know that we learned in school that World War One started in 1917, World War Two in 1941, and World War Three is coming soon. But, you know, this world had so many wars that they could be considered world wars. In your opinion, what's a world war?
Well, under U.S. military doctrine, a world war is considered a two-front war on two separate continents. And under that definition, I think we've actually been involved in that for quite some time. But the designation a world war tends to be something that historians and the media put together. I mean, when 1917 happened, they didn't call it World War One. They didn't even realize that we're going to have to start counting these things.
Right.
And it wasn't. And again, World War One really was confined mostly to Europe, but it was still called a world war. Obviously, World War Two was much more globally engaged. This one's going to be everywhere. There isn't going to be anywhere that is not going to feel this thing.
Right. But you understand my point. This world had so many wars that anyone could have been considered a world war. So, you know,
yeah, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And, you know, maybe this is the reason why extraterrestrial civilizations aren't bothering to visit our planet. We haven't grown out of that stage of killing each other. So we can't be bothered with. We're too primitive.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, along the line of all that spending for the Defense Department. And we have seen over the last couple of months all these people coming on out saying, well, we need to upgrade this, we need to buy this, we need to maintain parity with all these other countries who were not bothering anybody. Article out of Sputnik News, North Korean, Russian, Chinese missile tech advances raise threat to the United States. And basically saying that these other nations are pretty much technologically on a par with the United States. And even if the missiles don't carry nuclear warheads, they could be a serious problem. Some of them are very fast, faster than the phalanx can deal with. And again, much more maneuverable, much more stealthy. And if they're able to produce them at low cost, there are going to be more of them. So, all right, let's get into the economic news here. Jim Rickards is out there, according to an article on Zero Hedge, saying that the Federal Reserve is going to cause the next recession. And he's talking about how the recent tightening, raising of interest rates, could lead to a recession. And he's recommending gold as a crisis hedge. He's also concerned Bitcoin is in a bubble, and I agree with him on that one. And if the economy does go into a recession or it does crash, you know who they're going to blame for it. They're going to blame Donald Trump. And Donald Trump did not create this economic mess. It was created for him. All right, let's see. The five big banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, UBS, RBS, Barclays, Citigroup, have all pled guilty to rigging the currency markets. And collectively, these five banks have paid over 300 corporate fines and settlements in the last 20 years. Nobody has gone to jail. Just a fine. Which they pass on to their customers and clients or take off their taxes or both. Wall Street is a den of crooks. So is Washington, D.C. Now, apparently, Donald Trump is looking again at allowing oil development of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. And it's going to spawn this battle, because obviously the oil companies have been wanting to get in there. Now, when the global warming debate came along, leasing and drilling in this wildlife refuge was probably the most ferociously contested item on the oil and gas industry's wish list. And now that Donald Trump has pulled out of the climate deal and global warming is not an issue, the oil companies are lusting after that particular area in which to drill. At some point, and I know about the abiotic theory of the production of oil, at some point we're going to run out of easily reachable oil. Look how deep they're already having to go to get oil now. That's what led to the Deepwater Horizon blowout disaster. It is going to run out. Even if you subscribe to the theory that oil is being produced in the deep crust, we're burning it up faster than it can be replaced. And if we use it all up before we have developed something to replace it, we're going to be in a world of hurt. And I think that is something that Trump ought to be looking at. And I know the oil companies, they absolutely do not want any alternatives unless they own them. But look how much oil is going to be burned up in the wars. Yes, we have nuclear power on the submarines and some of the aircraft carriers. But by and large, your regular Navy ships are burning petroleum. So are all the warplanes. You can't run those things on solar cells. We need an alternative. One possibility, if we could develop clean, safe fusion power, using hydrolysis to split seawater into hydrogen and oxygen, let the oxygen go up into the atmosphere, and develop systems for substituting hydrogen where we use gasoline now. Hydrogen, when it burns, is very energetic. But we got to do something. There's a simple term in all mining extraction industries. It's called the unit cost of extraction. How much does it cost to get blah to the where we can use it? And you can express that cost as money, or in the case of oil, how much energy it takes. And on the day when it takes a barrel's worth of oil's energy to get a barrel's worth of oil to the surface of the ground, the party's over. Doesn't matter how much more is down there. We're too dependent on oil. And unfortunately, most of the recent alternative energy programs have turned out to be giant scams. Anyway, getting on back to the economic news. As I mentioned before, Trump is going to be meeting with Vladimir Putin at the G20. He's also going to be meeting with Angela Merkel. And apparently, the bone of contention there is free trade and the steel tariffs. And, of course, Merkel is very upset that Trump pulled out of the Paris climate deal. So Trump is definitely going to be earning his paycheck. Well, that's right. He doesn't take a paycheck. He's definitely going to be feeling the job over there in Hamburg, Germany, which, by the way, is a very, very lovely town. Story coming out of drhousingbubble.com. We've reached a stage where more and more homeowners are treating their homes like ATMs. It's a trend that we see when the economy is tightening, where people are literally having to take the equity out of their home just to survive. And home equity withdrawals are rising at the fastest pace since the Great Recession. It's a warning sign. Warning sign. Now, as you probably already heard, because this seems to be what the corporate media is obsessing about most, the vote on the new Republican health care bill and the repeal of Obamacare has been put on hold until after the July 4th recess. Apparently, there are six Republican senators who say they cannot vote for it in its current version. And I can understand their area of contention. The Democrats and the liberals want to keep Obamacare. It has Obama's name on it. And, of course, all the industries currently making money off of this scam don't want it to go away. Meanwhile, on the Republican side, what they've crafted is just another Obamacare, only it favors different companies. Different people are going to get the money. I think we need to look at that study that was done out in California, where they basically ran a study saying if single payer would work in California, and they found out it was going to be much less expensive than Obamacare or Trump Care, and everybody would have coverage. We need to look at what works in other countries and copy it. But all of these convoluted bills are not about caring for the American people. It's about sucking money out of your pocket and putting it into favored cronies' wallets. That's really what it's all about. I'm hearing a lot of warplanes out there right now. It's very, very stressful. Here's a good example of how things can go wrong in an economy. The domino effect. Apparently, there's a company, Peerless Potato Chips. It's an 89-year-old business. And apparently, when Central Grocers declared bankruptcy, they owed Peerless Potato Chips a huge amount of money, which now they're not going to be able to pay. And Peerless Potato Chip has now been driven out of business. We're going to see more and more of this happening, where something will fail and it will drag other companies down with it through no fault of their own. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Richard in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You were just talking about oil.
Yes.
And how they're going to be running out. Back in 1976, up in Prudhoe Bay on Gull Island, they were doing some drilling. And they punched into this oil, and they figured, they pressure tested it and whatever. And they figured there was enough, as much oil there on Gull Island as there is in Saudi Arabia. And they capped
wow.
it.
Okay.
They never said anything else about it. They capped it in 76. And all this pipeline, I'm willing to bet anything that that pipeline has something to tie into this oil discovery. And it's just sitting up there, and they pressure tested and everything in 76 and just capped it. And it was on the news for like a day or so, and then after that, mm-hmm. they didn't say another thing about it.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, okay. And that's a fact. At that time, I don't know why they said it. I don't think they realized the capacity that it had. They probably just figured it was just a strike, but then later on when they tested it, it was very substantial.
Well, that's good to know, and we know that there are a lot of oil fields held in reserve for economic or political or military reasons, and sometimes the quality of oil down there There may be a lot of it, but it may be poor quality, meaning they're going to have to spend more money refining it. Instead of invading all these other countries, let's use the oil that we have. But, of course, we know the real reason for invading the oil-producing nations isn't to get the oil, but to dictate what currency it's being sold for.
Well, I think it's probably a mixed bag.
Probably.
They want to take their resources, and we're going to sit on ours.
Yes. Again, whoever controls the oil controls conventional warfare. Oil is the lifeblood of the war machine. If you can't get oil, the war is already over.
Well, even the thought of it makes me ill. Having a war, it's just they don't know what they get themselves into.
No, they don't. They don't. They think war is what they've been seeing on TV screens and movie screens, and it isn't like that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, my family goes back to the French and Indian War, and, it's just ridiculous how these people just use us for gun fodder.
Yeah. It is. And again, there is some flaw in us that we keep letting it happen over and over and over again.
Try to do something about it. You can't do a thing about it. They just blow you off.
Well, I'm trying to do something about it. I've been trying to do something about it for 20 years now. And unfortunately, it is looking like I failed, which
you're about
does
the
not
only person
make
I know
pleasant.
It's really on track.
All right. Okay, well, Richard, thanks an awful lot for the information there, and we're going to go ahead and switch over to Michael in Kentucky. Michael, what is on your mind?
Hey, all right, I wasn't expecting to come on this soon, but the guy's right. Lindsey Williams was a witness to it. There was documentation to it. There's Paul Fromm that was with Atlantic Richfield. What they did confirm was the seismic research that they had done.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just Gull Island, it was Flatman Island. And there is a swath of oil along the north slope of Alaska that has not been tapped into, that is unequaled on the earth at the time it was discovered. It goes way into Canada and all across the north slope of Alaska. It is sweet crude, not as good as the North Brent sweet crude, but it doesn't have a lot of sulfur in it. The Alaska Oil Pipeline is probably at least 10 years beyond its original design limit. They've had 48 modified 747 jet turbine engines punching natural gas back into the ground, into the formation, because Jimmy Carter proposed to build a pipeline down to a liquefaction plant through Canada, which would mean that America would be paying royalties back to the Queen. They could have built a liquefaction plant somewhere along the Alaska Highway or even down in... But, you know, that's what this war in Qatar is about, is they are the largest producer of liquefied natural gas now, and there's two different pipelines going across Syria or through Kurdistan into Europe, and they don't want Russia to have more of a factor into the market with that. So, anyway, Lindsey Williams wrote a book about it called The Energy Non-Crisis. You can look it up. He's about to die if he's not already passed away.
All right. Well, Michael, we're going to have to let you go, take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Fred in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I went to Alaska in August 10th, 1962, but I worked on the pipeline in 76, and there was rumors and talk going around about Gull Island, but I was so damn ignorant then. I didn't know, and I didn't pay any attention. But a lot of what that last caller said, Lynn, he's right on. Now, about Lindsey Williams, he put out a lot of good information, but I think he could have been led down the primrose path in certain areas. But anyhow, that's all I got to say. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day yourself. We're going to switch over to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Wow. For once, I think I actually agree with Fred on something. Yeah, it's been several years, I guess, since I've heard an interview with Lindsey Williams. He was he's a real character. I know he used to make the rounds about every 6 to 8 months, and a lot of what he said would not come to fruition, and maybe some of it did, hit and miss. But Yeah, he was a pastor, and I actually called in, and I just caught the tail end of the caller two callers ago. So he basically already told you about Lindsey Williams. He actually revealed. I don't think he meant to, but I think it was Alex Jones. He said, "Well, you know who my contact is, Alex." And Alex was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, you know, he's retired now. He's in Tel Aviv." And Alex was like, "Oh, you're not. You know, you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say where he is." But anyway, I thought that was interesting. That's something I picked up on in one of many interviews that I listened to. But here's my theory, Mike. I believe that that they don't want the oil at Gull Island. I believe they wanted an excuse to be in the Middle East, and oil was it. You know, oil is our way of life. We're willing to go to war for it and all that. And it also allows, you know, people like the Saudis to be the boogeyman. Okay? They're propped up. They're told. I remember Lindsey Williams telling this story. They were told, look, we have all the oil we need. We don't need your oil. But we're going to play a little game on the people, on the sheep, on the masses. We're going to pretend like we need your oil. You're going to make tons of money. But we also want you to put some of that money. We're going to direct you on where to invest some of that money, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe Hollywood, maybe some on the stock market, that kind of thing. But we're going to play a little game on the American people. This gives us an excuse to be in the Middle East for greater Israel, and it gives us the boogeyman that we need. Does that make
well,
sense?
Well, yeah, it actually would dovetail as part of the petrodollar deal, I'm looking at. There's a lot of web coverage about this guy and about this Gull Island. And according to this article I'm looking at, this is in PetroleumNews.com, saying there are 200 years worth of oil underneath Alaska's North Slope. And I know they're starting to harvest some of that because I briefly got into watching Ice Road Truckers because I've never been to Alaska. I'd love to go someday see the aurora. There is a lot of oil stuff going on up there at the moment, and apparently there's a lot more oil to be harvested.
I only went to Alaska once, but mostly flew over, went through the airport. I was a kid carrying a machine gun through the airport, and everybody was looking at me like I was funny. But anyway, I was just passing through, getting on another plane to go overseas. But all right, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open. Getting on back to the economic news, there's a very wonderful article over at AntoniusAquinas.com saying that the ultimate regulatory reform for our economy would be to abolish fractional reserve banking. And that is certainly a major step where banks are literally allowed to create money out of thin air to loan to you. And the idea is they have to have a cash reserve, which is then subject to a multiplier. Used to be 8, now it's a lot higher. And so if you put $100 into a savings account, the bank can now loan out $800 in instantly created money. And, of course, it's a scam. And private central banking is a scam. It is all a scam. It is as crooked a system as the Bank of England. And when King George III passed his Currency Act, saying, yeah, you have to use these banknotes loaned at interest from the Bank of England and impoverish the American people. And that is a primary cause of the American Revolution. They don't teach that in school anymore. They don't want the smart kids standing up and saying, hey, wait a minute, we're back in that same system again. Now, getting on over to Great Britain and Europe, apparently, according to a British think tank who are looking at the letter of the law of the European Union compact, if you will, the think tank is saying that Theresa May can walk away from Brexit without paying a penny. If Brexit tries to punish the UK, the UK should just stand firm. And I absolutely agree. I don't even know why there are negotiations. Great Britain should be telling the European Union, this is a raw deal. We want out. A lot of other countries are getting ready to do that. Ireland is now talking about leaving the European Union. because they can do a lot better outside the EU. The EU is just another level of bureaucracy and taxing authority on top of the ones you already had. It was never, ever going to work. Now, getting into the world of political correctness and this self-identify as whatever. I self-identify as a very wealthy talk radio host. And hopefully you'll all go along with that. But this, play the theme from the Twilight Zone on this one. The University of Arizona is a visiting has a visiting scholar, Florentin Felix Morin. And basically, this guy is out there saying that he self-identifies as a hippopotamus. I'm not kidding you. This guy claims he self-identifies as a hippopotamus, and now the University of Arizona is trying to distance themselves from this guy. But it shows just how completely overboard this is all gone. And maybe that was this guy's point by saying, I self-identify as a hippopotamus. He's trying to make the point that it has really reached an absurd degree with I self-identify as this. Remember when all of these black activists turned out to actually be white and they were wearing makeup or tanning thing? Well, I identify as a black person. And it just sort of cascaded from there. All right, let us talk about computers because, unfortunately, there is a new ransomware spreading all over Britain and Europe. And apparently, it's huge. Ukraine was the first place badly affected. State power distributor and Kiev's main airport got shut down by this thing. Supermarket checkouts are hacked. ATMs showing error message. This is a massive, massive cyber attack. And apparently Merck Sharp and Dome, a U.S. pharmaceutical company, is also involved. And the phone system appeared to be down when Mail Online contacted their U.K. offices. This is apparently a nasty one. Russian oil plant, Danish shipping firm, all affected. So just be very, very careful. And again, I have a comment. With all the damage being caused by ransomware, where's the NSA in all this? Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? This is a clear and present danger, not just to our IT infrastructure, but to our economy. Nobody seems to care. We're too busy out there warning Assad not to gas his people again, even though he didn't do it the first time. Over at theoriginalantiwar.com, they have an article, The Age of No Privacy, The Surveillance State Shifts into High Gear, and they certainly are. Every day that goes by, we hear another story about how the NSA has found a loophole in the laws that were supposed to protect our privacy, and they can move the data to a server outside the country and go through all the data that they want and still be technically in compliance with the law. That was actually the origin of the Five Eyes program, or Echelon. These five countries got together, they spied on each other's citizens, which was perfectly legal, then they would trade the data back and forth. Right to privacy? What privacy? All right, we're going to talk to Tom on the Big Island. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just letting you know that our infrastructure in Hawaii is failing again. All the computers for the DMV, you can't go in and get your car registered. Can't get your driver's license. They can't run any checks on anything.
Is this just the DMV, or have they been hit with this ransomware?
I don't know. No one seems to, at DMV or mayor's office, or nobody seems to want to answer any questions. They just all kind of laugh and say, we have no idea when it's coming back.
Okay, well, apparently this new ransomware, it can infect other computers over Wi-Fi. So yeah, it's obviously spreading very, very rapidly, and I would not be surprised if it reaches the United States of America. This could be the beginning of the virtual 911 that we've talked about. You know, just crash all the computers and say, oh, Iran did this to us, we must invade. And we've been talking about that for a very, very long time.
you haven't heard of any other computer, big computer outfits in the state going down?
Well, I've been doing the radio show for the last couple of hours here. I mean, my computer connection is working, which means Spectrum is working. So at this point, other than the DMV, I'm unaware of any major computer outages.
Okay, well, thank you. That's all. I just wanted to let you know, things in Hawaii are falling apart.
Oh, they certainly, the entire country. The money's all being spent on war or medical costs or Israel, and it is all falling apart. We walk around and cracked pavement. We're seeing all these homeless people. In fact, it was kind of interesting. Claire and I have become trashologists. Which means when we drive down the street from our home, we can look at a pile of trash that's on the curb waiting for the big bulky pickup, and we can tell instantly, did somebody renovate a room? Did they get new furniture? Or is this a basically eviction slash bailout pile? And yesterday we counted no less than 8 of these piles of everything that they had in their home now out on the curb, and maybe they were evicted and they're joining the homeless, or maybe they just decided it was time to get out of Hawaii and they couldn't afford to take their stuff with them. We counted 8 of these along a 1-mile stretch of road, and that is very, very telling.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Mike, for helping get the word out, and you're doing a great job. Thank you much, and have a good day, sir.
Same to you. Aloha, bra, and thank you for the kind words. Amazing. Let's see. Anyway, we're talking about surveillance, the surveillance state. They want to watch us. They want to keep track of us. They want to spy on us all the time. They're terrified of us. They're clearly terrified that the American people are waking up. We're taking the red pill for you Matrix fans. We're not believing what the government says anymore, especially after that whopper this morning. Nobody's buying that one. We're not going to do what we're being told anymore. We're becoming disobedient. So they're going to spy on us. Spy on this. Another alarming article over here from Investment Watch blog. Privacy will be eliminated within 10 years. Now, that sounds very dire, but my concern is simply this. Humans have a psychological need for privacy. And if you are a parent and you're dealing with kids who are just getting into those teen years, you know how touchy they are. Their nerve ends all over. And they need their privacy. They're not doing anything bad, but they want to feel that there's a private space there. You take that away, you can drive people crazy. Remember some years ago there was a problem with postal workers going postal and starting to shoot people. And psychologists thought one of the causes of that was this overemphasis on efficiency experts, watching the postal workers in the post office all the time, telling them how to flick their wrist when the letter went, and just micromanaging them and watching them constantly. And they started flipping out. Humans have a need for privacy, and it doesn't mean we're doing something bad. We're just doing something private. Our Constitution is supposed to guarantee our right of privacy, but unfortunately, we are living with a government that really wants the Bill of Rights to go away. And again, I applaud the Supreme Court for their unanimous vote that there is no hate speech exception to the First Amendment. Now then, getting on back to computers, as you know, there's a great deal of censorship going on online by the giants. They're trying to downplay the independent media or marginalize us. And there's a very interesting article. This came out of the Free Thought Project, basically saying that there are some very disturbing video channels at YouTube, which are ostensibly videos about kids for kids. But there's a very evident pandering toward pedophiles who are probably going to be watching these videos. And we get back to that desire for privacy here. And YouTube apparently has not had a problem with this. But at the same time, they're basically censoring independent media videos. And they do it simply because someone flags the content. YouTube doesn't even check these things out. If somebody does not like your point of view, for example, let's say if somebody over in Hillary's campaign doesn't like a video that I made talking about Vince Foster, and they go to YouTube, they flag it, and it gets shut down. We'll be right back.
NutraMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And to quote from Jurassic Park, boy, do I hate being right all the time. Somebody just sent me this article where the British Defense Secretary, Sir Michael Fallon, is basically out there saying that a cyber attack will lead to a military retaliation. And very odd that this comes out on the exact same day that this ransomware is sweeping all across Britain and Europe. I don't know who they're going to blame it on. Oh, it was North Korea. It was North. The war is on. It's amazing here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Chris in St. Petersburg, Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, you were mentioning earlier that in regards to the Project Veritas video, which I saw on the CNN producer, talking about the amusing principles of journalism and then apparently ambivalently admitting to be a correspondent prostitute.
Yep.
I think that, you know, as you said, that it does not equate to Trump's approval rating improving. Just because CNN is decreasing in Fall Guy fashion, and particularly for the deceased, life is too short for us to not take our best stab at the beast, so we don't need to ally ourselves with those like CNN who don't use the very best ammunition for doing so. And in those regards, then we should call upon impeachment for Trump's not having any authorization for use of military force nor a congressional declaration of war for bombing Syria and menacing Syria. Well, that's has yet to be seen, of course. But the fact that there is no declaration, and without a constitutional amendment, Congress cannot delegate their authority to anyone else, just like with the Federal Reserve Act, doesn't
yes.
give the Federal Reserve the authority to coin, you know, the money coinage power that Congress has. And so we have this argument that so many are ignoring. I've only seen Senator Rand Paul mention it, The Nation magazine, The Atlantic, and National Review mentioned that Trump's bombing of Syria in April is unconstitutional. So I think that we should focus on that.
Well, I agree we need to make an issue about it, but again, we have a government that has gone totally off that constitutional reservation, and by so doing, they have rendered themselves illegal and illegitimate, and we're just going to have to sit back and wait for them to collapse, and it is coming. We can see it's coming.
Yeah, in the meantime, we should do things to support our local economy, you know.
I agree.
But let's stop them from trickling down. I find it most effective to work locally. And things like community currencies, time banks, barter networks, swap shops, cooperatives, and community gardens mm-hmm. are the best way to go for that. But, in the meantime, if you are going to take a stab at the beast and take the pressure off from on high, then we need to also let them know that down below here we do have each other to resort to.
Well, we need to learn how to do that. Chris, sorry to do this. Got to let you go. Got to take a station break. We'll be right back.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.